Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Doing some car shopping, but no one's buying. Welcome in the beginning of another edition of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere. Constituents, as we put out a warrant. Coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and satisfyingly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the treatment. We give you the silent treatment unless we don't. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Let the record show, should not be here. This is back-to-back. Need to rest. I'm like an NBA player. I can't play back-to-back. I got to pace myself to Super Bowls in less than 2 weeks. Load management. But somehow, the heathens I work for are forcing me to do the show back-to-back days. And if I get hurt, if I break a vocal cord in the middle of the night, heads are going to roll. That's going to happen. Anyway, our lead this hour coming from the speculation machine, we have the calm before the storm. The Eagles and Chiefs, the last two teams standing. A lot of downtime before Super Bowl 57. The line has settled at Philadelphia, favored by 2. A lot of the early money. Over 70% leaning towards the Philadelphia Eagles that they will take down Kansas City. It's still very early to look at all that. So we can turn our attention to more pressing matters like the quarterback carousel. Round and round and round and round and round and round. Now, it typically does not start spinning until all of the coaches have landed. Now, that said, we do have movement. In Viva Las Vegas, if you have not heard, and even if you had, we're going to tell you, we've learned that the Raiders have just a little more than 2 weeks. That's it. And no one is biting to get the services of disgruntled quarterback Derek Carr. Raiders have to get a deal done, otherwise they would have to pay Carr $40.4 million. $1 million in future compensation. The Nevada lottery, if you will. That future compensation becomes fully guaranteed. The Raiders have till February 15th. It's the magical day. Mark it on your calendars. I know it's a big day to you. You're not a Raider fan, you don't care? Well, it's still a big day. So that is the day when things get real, when the rubber meets the road, and yet the Raiders have not given Carr permission to seek a trade. Oh, my God! Now, that has raised some eyebrows around the NFL. There was breathless, minute-by-minute reporting. How could the Raiders not allow Derek Carr to seek a trade? So let us discuss the question, who do you think leaked the story that's been bouncing around the echo chamber in the NFL that Derek Carr has not been given the green light to seek a trade? So I've got coupons, advantageous, and fiesta. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to make a one-armed bandit the great slot machine. They may make more money. You think of all the big bets, all the high rollers at those casinos, and they make more money from the slot machines. The penny slots is where they make the most money. A penny for your thoughts and a penny to the poorhouse in Sin City. So, A, listen, the arrow on this one, who leaked the story about Derek Carr not giving, being given the green light to seek a trade from the Raiders, the arrow is pointing to the silver and black on this. We are still, as we pointed out, in the coaching hiring season, there are job openings if you'd like to apply in Arizona, Denver, Houston, and Indianapolis. And when those jobs are all filled up, we will then fully pivot to the hot stove transaction wire. But since the text messages and the phone calls are not burning up in Vegas, the Raiders leaked this story to some of their useful idiots in the football media to get the word out. It's the way you do business, right? That's how you do it. This is a call to action for all the suitors that would be interested in Derek Carr. If you would like to lock Derek Carr up, do not get sticker shock. We can work out a deal. Call our Vegas offices. Operators are standing by right now. We'll give you a stash of those free newspaper coupons. It's the deal of a lifetime. I'm telling you, the coupons are great on this. You can get Carr for pennies on the dollar and at a really bargain basement price. He's priced to go. Now, the Raiders leaked now, the timing of now, to give teams a couple of weeks to put the framework together. Shouldn't take that long to get a deal in place. It is in their best interest to get a deal done because otherwise they would either have to pay Derek Carr and gamble that down the line someone would trade for them or trade for him, or they would lose Carr for what my producer Roberto got from a vending machine, a lot of hot air. Air, just empty space, that's what they would get. Now, part two of this, is it true that Derek Carr would prefer to become a free agent? Well, of course. You don't need Jay Glazer or Adam Schefter to tell you that. You're smart enough to figure that out. Carr would be very excited. It would be much more advantageous a position to be in if you're Derek Carr. He would be the one wearing the pants in the situation. As of now, he is under contract. The Raiders are the ones sitting in the captain's chair. And all of that changes the moment Carr is given the walking papers. When he's given the boot, then it's a much different landscape. Now, that being said, let us not be gullible. Do not be a Nimrod. Dollars to donuts. Derek Carr is already getting the lay of the land. You know that, and I know that. The smart money says that these conversations have taken place over the last couple of weeks, last couple of months. As soon as the Raiders announced that they were benching Derek Carr, at that point, his agency went into business through back channels, surrogates of Carr out surveying the landscape to see which team will be the dum-dum. Who's the idiot in the room to take Derek Carr? Who wants him? Which direction is the wind blowing? Put your finger in the air. And you know they're getting cozy. They're getting nice and cozy with a couple of teams. And say, hey, these are the two. They're thinning the herd, if you will. All right, last word here. So what kind of open market would there be for Derek Carr? We said it would be advantageous for Carr to be free agent, but even with that, the term is limited. It would be a limited market for Derek Carr. As we all understand, when it comes to the star free agent quarterback, there are tiers to this. Think of it like going to the auto dealer. There are the international standard for road vehicles that you have. A car is certainly not a full-size luxury vehicle. Certainly not. He would not be considered a sports car. He's not a convertible. Derek Carr is a subcompact. That is who Derek Carr is. He'll get you where you need to go. He's like a Ford Fiesta or a Kia Rio. And no shame in that. I mean, those are cars that'll get you around. But you're not going to, if you're a dude, you're not going to take your Ford Fiesta out to impress a lady. You're not going to, you know, pull up to the club in your Kia Rio and say, hey, ladies, look at me. That's not how that works. It doesn't usually work there. And that's the way it is. I mean, there are clear flaws. You probably need to hire a mechanic, a trained mechanic, because car, like any other broken down quarterback, breaks down in big spots. Unreliable, sporadic malfunction. Drive for a while, everything's good. You're thinking the car's fine, and then kerflooey. On a random Saturday night game against the Pittsburgh Steelers, he poops the pants right there. Something goes haywire. He has a brain fart. And Derek Carr, at this point, Carr has played long enough that he is a leopard. And we know, we learned this when we were little kids, that leopards do not change their spots. So good luck on that. He will be 32 years old, Carr, by the time he plays another NFL game. He has already started 142 games. He's a baseline quarterback. If you were to compare him to someone else, he's Ryan Tannehill, John Kitna, Andy Dalton. He's in that family of quarterbacks. And as far as the teams, where he's going to end up, I mean, spitballing as we look into the crystal ball, distant relative of Nostradamus, friend of Nostradinus, he lives in Seattle, Buccaneers, Commanders, the New Orleans Saints, and the Indianapolis Colts are all up, 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 and away on the list of suitors for Derek Carr.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Maller here. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds, or I know it'll take you over a minute to down that 2-liter. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. It's super simple. First, download the DraftKings Pick 6 app, then pick between 2 and 6 players to choose if they'll have more or less of a stat like rebounds, points, assists, and more. Play Pick 6 from DraftKings, the new fantasy app that packs more fun into less time. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code Maller. The new customers play $5 and get 50 in Pick 6 credits. That's code Maller only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
One offer per new customer. Minimum $5 first pick set to receive $50 in Pick 6 credits, which are non-withdrawable and valid for Pick 6 use only, expire after 6 months. Restrictions apply. Limited time offer. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The lingering pain. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere. Ordinary people, as we say, no pain, no gain. Coast to coast, border to border and beyond, on the vast and swaggeringly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live. From inside the greasy spoon, frying up, piping hot sports takes all night long. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So our lead this hour coming from the postmortem on championship weekend in the NFL, but in particular the NFC title game. Philadelphia is getting ready for Super Bowl 57 with the Chiefs. And the better story, though, is what happened in San Francisco as they were walloped in a game that got away from them as they lost their quarterback. The 49ers now licking their wounds as they try to put the pieces back together. Now, if you've not heard the latest, maybe not. We had a major development in the future of San Francisco's beleaguered football team. We've learned now that 49er quarterback Brock Purdy, the darling, the breakout sensation of Niner Nation, is going to miss at the very least 6 months, but likely a lot longer than that. He did actually tear his ulnar collateral ligament in his elbow joint. He wasn't kidding. He wasn't pretending. It wasn't make-believe. It actually happened. And so he went back in the game with torn ligaments in his elbow. And as a result, the Niners could not throw the ball. There was no throwing of the football and all that. We know how that went down. Now, what's going on with this? So it's the ulnar collateral ligament in the elbow joint. Purdy is said to be seeking a second medical opinion about whether or not he needs surgery. The team, we are told, is saying, chop, chop, under the knife. Get that gurney ready. Put on the hospital robe. You got to have a little medical procedure. No final decision has reportedly been made. Purdy was injured on the very first drive for San Francisco there as Haason Reddick hit him. And that's it. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night. So let us discuss the question, how does this elbow injury change things for Brock Purdy with the 49ers? I've got a Lincoln Park code enforcement and Easter egg hunt. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to make some stale sourdough bread. Now, number one.
Number one.
There we go. On the Maller scale of panic for Brock Purdy, 1 to 10, with 10 being football Armageddon, I'm at a nine. This is utterly horrible for the football future of Brock Purdy. There's no other way to say it. You can't sugarcoat it. There's no need to sugarcoat it. We are talking about a primal moment, as in a primal scream. And life does come at you fast in the NFL. It's like the Linkin Park song, right? Hit the floor. 1 minute you're on top, and the next you're not. Watch it drop. And Brock Purdy went from Cinderella, right? He went from Cinderella, the belle of the ball, to damaged goods in the blink of an eye. This guy was on the road to the Super Bowl. He was a good start away from playing in the Super Bowl in Arizona, Super Bowl 57. And now, dare I say, he might never start another game for the San Francisco 49ers, that this is it. He's played his last game by the Bay. Am I being overly dramatic? I don't think I am. I don't think I'm being overly dramatic. When you look at the scenario and how this is going to play out. Now, page two here. What does all of this mean in terms of the football future? So let's get down to the nitty-gritty for Brock Purdy. It means that Brock Purdy goes from the front burner to the back burner. And you quickly become an afterthought in that business, a torn UCL. Let me explain it to you like you're 5 years old. That's a baseball injury. It's not a football injury. That's a baseball injury. And the colloquial term, you know what the colloquial term is for that type of operation? It is none other than Tommy John surgery. And you have Tommy John surgery, and you are out for a year. You're not out for 6 months. You don't come back in 6 months. You're done. That's it. And so in order to repair this, if it is what is being said, a torn ulnar collateral ligament inside the elbow, you have to take a tendon either from another part of your body or from a cadaver, and then you stabilize the elbow and you eliminate pain and you are able to restore stability and range of motion. But it's a thing that happens to pitchers. It doesn't normally happen to quarterbacks, and it often takes an athlete over a year, right? A year is the minimum. Usually it's longer than that to come back to a level of play, which is where they were prior to the reconstruction of their elbow. It is Tommy effing John surgery. That's what it is. So when I hear all these, oh, he'll be back in 6 months for training camp, I'm like, really? Are you stupid? Are you a moron? What's wrong with you? That is a pipe dream. So what that means, you look at code enforcement, the NFL code enforcement department. What they're going to do here is if this guy Brock Purdy has Tommy John surgery, he gets a red tag, and he will be considered persona non grata, as in unable to play anytime soon. And you know what else happens? The 49ers choo-choo train, keeps moving down the tracks, and he will be replaced. And Brock Purdy, who was on the fast track to starting next season, will just be an oddity, a statistical oddity. We do these Who Am I games and the Insta Trivia every day, and 6 years from now, it'll be, who am I? I was the last pick in the 2022 NFL draft. I started the NFC Championship game for the 49ers and never played another game for the team. Who am I? It's like a comet, right? Burning brightly and then quickly gone here, Brock Purdy. It's a wild story. And it's just crazy to think that he likely will not play a game again for the 49ers because they're going to go out and they're going to replace him. And if they get a guy who's good, they're going to keep that guy. And maybe they already have him on the roster, but they're not going to go back to Purdy if the guy they put out there in 2023 does the job. Purdy's gone. He's out of there. All right, final point. So where do the Niners go? Where do they go? So you can go back on and update your profile. So you have a job opening, go on LinkedIn, see who's available. You can do that. Jimmy Garoppolo, we got to think he's gone. He was laughing chuckles on the sidelines there as the Niners were getting bludgeoned. He was having a grand old time. So Brock Purdy's off the list. The smart money says that the Niners will be scouring the globe. It's going to be like an Easter egg hunt. Do they want to bring in old man Brady? Tom Brady. How about Aaron Rodgers? Those are big ticket items. The 49ers also could keep it in-house. Trey Lance. They traded a flotilla of draft picks to get Trey Lance. And they could say, okay, Trey Lance is going to be the quarterback. He can be the guy. He's coming back from a cracked ankle. And he was on the naughty list. Did not impress. He's only played 8 games, but not impressive. Small sample size. So it's a wild goose chase. The Niners, without much of a safety net, are doing a high wire act. And they'd have to cook the books to get one of those big money quarterbacks in there, move money around, finagle the salary cap, which is doable. It's doable. In terms of Aaron Rodgers, the roadblock on that, not necessarily the salary cap, although it is a factor, a small factor, it's the Niners don't have a bonanza of draft picks to trade. That's the problem. So you could eliminate that unless they trade some players to get draft picks. But you got to think Tom Brady is the most realistic option. If he wants to play, that's his childhood team. Go back home. 1 year left in the Bay. The other options. Here are the other options the Niners have to look at. You might want to cover your nose. Baker Mayfield. Sam Darnold. How about Teddy Two Gloves? Teddy Bridgewater is available. Elite quarterback Joe Flacco can be yours. Andy Dalton. Mike White, late of the Jets. Taylor Heineke, among those that are likely to be available here in one form or another. A bunch of vintage quarterbacks.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Bridgestone tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
Coop Dalu.
It was reported on Sunday that Kyler Murray could potentially miss half of the season for the Cardinals.
Ah, we said that months ago, Coop.
That's right, you did. Ben, yes, will this just be a lost year in Arizona, or do you expect the Cardinals to make some moves?
Well, listen, I do not expect them to go crazy. They don't have any moves to make. They put all their eggs in the little alligator arm-shaped basket. That's all the moves they've made, and it's a bad job. The roster's broken. The quarterback's a diva. Good luck. Now, the good news is Kyler Murray... You and Matt, he's going to be like a samurai at these video games by the time he's done with all the extra time he has sitting around, sitting on his ass. He'll be the king of the video game circuit. So the it's not all empty. The glass is half full. Next!
It's now being reported that Sean Payton may return to Fox because the Saints are asking for two first-round picks in compensation, and they've been unwilling to lower the asking price. That's what the reports are anyway. Ben, will the return of Sean Payton be postponed?
Well, I don't believe the reports. I believe the original reports and not the latest reports, because the original reports were that in order to even talk to Sean Payton, you had to agree to the guidelines on what the Saints wanted in return, what bounty the Saints wanted. And so I believe that. I think the biggest obstacle here, and these are teams that Sean Payton doesn't want to coach, and so they're saying that, well, we don't want to give up the draft picks and all that, but it's getting late. And if you look at Sean Payton here, these are not good jobs. It's like the bottom of the eighth. You might as well go back, try again next year. There'll be new jobs open. Next!
Apparently the Packers, quote, prefer to move on from Aaron Rodgers. How quickly do you think we see a trade play out, Ben?
Oh, it's not going to happen anytime soon. We got to be able to milk this like a cow, all right? I mean, it's like the weather in Green Bay. If you don't like it, just wait a couple of days or a couple of hours. It's going to change. Every day there's a new story about Aaron Rodgers. Clickety-click-click. Click. It's the greatest clickbait around. There it is, Maller to the third degree with plenty of time to spare. How did we do?
You pass us it.
That is a winner! Woo! I won the game! Woo! That's a winner! I won, Stevie Meatballs.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Let's get this game going here. What do you say?
Now, Maller's Mountain of Money.
Good Lord, that's a lot of money.
Do you have what it takes to get to the top? Probably not.
All right, here we go. It is time now for Maller's Mountain of Money. This portion of the Ben Maller Show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Let's welcome in our contestants. And we've got Angry Bill. He's a baseball guy. Hello, Angry Bill.
I'm the man for the baseball guy, Ben. How you doing?
All right. This is right in your wheelhouse, right here.
Oh, you got it. Send it down a plate, buddy.
The pride of Nutley, New Jersey. Wait, he's been waiting his entire life for this moment. It's going to be amazing.
Nothing else.
Yes, you have nothing else to look forward to. All right, hold on a sec. I see some regulars. I think line three played last week, Coop, right? I believe line three played last week, yes. Yes,
did
it was
he?
I think it was a debacle. So we can't have line three play again, so that means line... I think line five played last week, too, I think. I don't know. Line five. You played last week, didn't you, line five?
No. I called and I used a suggestion you didn't like.
Oh, okay. All right, well, line five is Slim the Trucker. Hello, Slim the Trucker.
Hey, what's up, Ben Maller?
You a baseball guy?
A little bit.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know that I need a little. I need more than a little bit.
Yeah, I need more than a little bit. I am.
You sure about that?
Sure, why not?
All right. Should I quiz this guy in baseball, Roberto? Ask him a little quiz here. All right, who was the American League MVP last year?
Oh, man.
Oh, come on. That's an easy one. That's a layup.
I'm sorry.
You don't know who the American League most valuable player was last year?
In 2022?
Yes, 2022. You're looking it up right now. You're Googling it.
No, I'm
holy
not.
Holy
no,
this how you can't play the game. You don't know baseball.
No, it was Shohei.
No. Oh my God. All right. You're out of the game. Was the guy Aaron Judge set a record for home runs in the American League and you didn't even know? All right.
Uh-oh.
Jed Hooflett, are you there, Jed?
He did play last week.
He did. That's what I'm saying. But we don't have anybody. Jed.
Aaron Judge, Paul Goldschmidt.
No. Right.
There you go.
You got it right. He doesn't sound as high as he was last week. All right, hold on a sec. Angry Bill, who'd you like to partner up with, Angry Bill?
I, there's nothing else in life I'd rather do, Ben. I got to partner up with you.
Oh, what a match. Just like a 9-year-old girl. Unbelievable. All right, very good. Hold on.
She just left.
All right, wow. Jed Hooflett, Jed.
Hey, how is this really contingent upon modern-day baseball knowledge? I did Google that. I definitely did Google that.
Okay.
I know older baseball knowledge very well.
All right, hurry up. Hurry up! Hurry up!
Justin Cooper.
Good. Good. Good pick. All right.
Come on, hey, Ben Maller.
What are the categories? Hurry up, please.
All right, gentlemen. This is Maller's Mountain of Money, the Christian Bale edition. He turned 49 years old on Monday. The categories are Empire of the Sun, A Midsummer Night's Dream, Batman Begins, and The Big Short. Bill was on first.
Hold on a sec. Bill, what do you want, Bill?
What else can me and you go with, Ben, but the Fat Man?
Well, yeah, it's right in our wheelhouse. Come on. Exactly. All right.
The Big Short? Is that what you're...
Yeah, The Big Short. Fat Man.
Okay.
It's the fat category.
I guess, no, Batman probably, right? Fat Man, Batman?
I'm going to go with Batman.
He heard Fat Man. So
no, Ben's trying to pick his category here, Coop, is what
no,
I'm saying.
No, I'm confused. I'm not. I picked.
Yeah, Bill,
it.
Which category were you picking?
He thought you said Fat Man, so he's picking Batman is what he's picking.
Oh, okay.
Right, Bill?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, he so heard, Bill yeah. Bill picks Batman Begins.
What are we doing?
Jed, which category would you pick?
We made a long story, The Big Short.
All right.
The Big Short.
All right.
Yeah. All right, everyone, hold on there. We will have, in its entirety, this riveting edition of Maller's Mountain of Money. Who is going to win? Get your bets in. Who's going to win? We'll get to it. We'll do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
It's Maller's Mountain of Money. The teams are set. Angry Bill is with me, Ben. Coop is with Jed, who fled. And Angry Bill, you picked Batman Begins as the category. Angry Bill, these athletes were all born rich. They were all born rich. All right, you ready?
Ready.
All right, 45 seconds on the clock. We're on our way. Go. Starting quarterback for the Chiefs right now in the Super Bowl. Star for the Golden State Warriors, the sharpshooter for the Golden State Warriors. Splash Brother.
Not a clue, buddy.
He should get the next one.
No, all right, white guy from the Bad Boy Pistons in the 80s.
What about a 9-year-old girl? Oh. A fat guy. Not a clue. They're not.
All right, the game's over. That's it. All right, there we go. Angry Bill is now banned for life. From the games. He's now banned from life. For life. There you go. Coop, what was the screening process like? What was the screening process?
Well, the irony is that I said there were two baseball categories, and they both chose the non-baseball categories.
Well, it doesn't matter. But it doesn't matter. If he doesn't know who Patrick Mahomes is Steph Curry, you know. I mean, what are we doing?
He's
a moron, and he's toxic on the radio.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.